Preventing suicide is one of society's greatest challenges. That's why the Flint Hills Volunteer Center has developed this Suicide Awareness PACT podcast. PACT stands for Prevention, Awareness, Compassion, Training. This Suicide Awareness PACT podcast will feature personal stories and professional perspectives. This podcast series is funded in part by the Kansas Health Foundation, AmeriCorps Seniors, and the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. Our hope is to touch hearts and provide hope amidst despair. Please follow us wherever you get your podcasts and share them with those you know that are seeking help and hope. Our website and contact information is included in the show notes.
This episode of Suicide Pact is going to take a little bit of a different turn for us today in terms of our guest, Lori. We have a couple of youngsters in who give us a different perspective from a teenage point of view.
Yes, and that's what's been really exciting about our podcast. We want to hit all markets of those that might have something to share, all the way from bullying to addiction to mental health, depression. And teenagers is one of the ones that we really wanted to focus on. And we have Kara and Keldon here with us from Wamego High School. We're super excited that they want to, Kara is on our task force, but we'll talk a little bit about getting a task force in Wamego High. So welcome, girls.
Hi.
Hello.
Kara, how did you get involved in this task force?
My mom kind of made me go to this suicide prevention training, how to sense the signs. And it was like 2 weeks before school started. So I was out of it. I didn't want to go. And the reason we knew about it is because Lori's my aunt. And I was just like, this is so dumb. I know how to sense the signs. I know. And then when we got there, it was like 9 a.m. And I'm just like, I didn't know any of this. So afterwards, I was about to start eighth grade. And I was just like, Mom, can I get involved in this? Like, can I start doing more? I want to pay attention to what's going on. Because I've had so many friends who showed those signs. And I didn't realize it until I went to the training. And she was just like, yeah, totally. It's fine.
It's a bit of an eye-opener for you then, once you stepped inside that first session.
Yeah. It was just that I was there and I was just like, whoa. I don't really know how to explain it. Suicide has always been talked about in my house because my mom lost her brother to suicide. So she's never really shut us off from it. But I mean, I was made aware of what suicide was at an early age. I've never thought of it as a bad thing to talk about. And I never thought if I mentioned the word suicide, then someone's going to start thinking about it, which I didn't realize was the mindset for so many people until I went to that training.
We had a training with the Yellow Ribbon Suicide Prevention Programs, and it was great because it was for teenagers to come and learn about that. So I was excited that Kara wanted to be more a part of it. She joined our task force, and being on the task force, she came up with the brilliant idea that we're going to create a teen task force at Wamego High School. I believe, Kara, if I'm not mistaken, you invited your friend Keldon.
Mm-hmm. I asked Keldon to do it a few months ago before school started, and it was after we had a meeting talking about the task force for the first time, and I was like, okay, so I don't want everyone on this teen task force to be someone I already know and someone to be my friend, so I'm just gonna ask Keldon because I know that you've had the struggles, and I don't exactly know all the details. I just know that when I was in sixth grade and you were in eighth grade, we talked about things like that, so I was like, this is something that would interest Keldon. I'm gonna ask. And then she signed on. We went to the thing a few weeks ago, right before school started, and we had gone to another training, like a new training, but not the one we had already done. It was a new way of sensing things.
So, Keldon, what did you think when Kara approached you?
I was very excited. I was honored that I was someone that she thought of. I was just very excited because it's something I'm very passionate about. Mental health is something I've always been exposed to, and it's always been talked about in my home. My mom has worked a lot in the mental health field, so I've always known about it, and I've been using mental health resources since I was around 5, so I'm very familiar with all of that sort of stuff.
Kara, tell us about your task force and the work that you do there at the high school.
I haven't really gotten the chance to go to anyone to start talking about getting the task force involved in the high school. We had started the process at the middle school, but I left before we could follow through, so I don't know how that's going right now. But the teen task force is supposed to sort of be like a club, but not really at the high school. We want everyone to be able to come and learn about why it's not a bad thing to talk about suicide and why teaching your kids about suicide is not going to make them think oh, if they're talking about it, then it's okay for me to do it. Because the chances are that if your child is thinking about suicide, it's not because we mentioned it, it's because they already were before we brought it up. And if we mention it, then maybe they'll think, I have a safe place to go to that isn't a counselor who could go to my parents. Because that's a reason that people won't go to counselors, because they're scared they're going to tell their parents. And I want people to know there's always going to be people that are going to be there for them.
Keldon, what are your thoughts about bringing this into the high school? How do you think other students are going to respond?
I think it'll go over pretty well. I know we had what we called a safe place in middle school where you could go if you needed help. I was part of starting that at the middle school.
Keldon, what do you hope to achieve while you're in high school on this task force?
I really hope to just bring a new perspective to the people that are at Wamego. I think we have a pretty understanding group of students overall, but I think there are more things that people can learn. And I think Task Force can help bring that to those people. And I think we do have lots of people who struggle. And I think it's just important to get that word out that, hey, you're not alone and it's okay to talk about these things. So let's talk about it.
Kara talked about the safe space in the middle school. In the high school, what kind of resources are you familiar with that, you know, where people can get help?
We have really amazing counselors at our high school. You can schedule an appointment with them whenever you need and you can talk to them. We also have our peer counselors. And this is a group of junior and seniors who are part of a class that they do, and they are taught different ways to help others and be good people to go to as a resource. And I know lots of people who are involved in that, and I've heard it's a really good resource at our school. And there's also a group my friend is started, and it's about like toxic versus healthy relationships. And that's a really good resource as well.
That's the one thing I'm excited about is coming over to your school and having you girls work with other students. This task force is going to be student led. So the project within Manhattan High will be led and directed by the students. So they are going to come up with project ideas and have a monthly meeting with students. They're our first into a school, and we've always talked about starting something in the school. So we're so excited Wamego High School is ready for this, and we got two excellent students that are willing to take on this challenge.
You know, teen suicide is obviously a concern for every parent and everybody that's involved with schools, every friend, every family. Kara, what are some of the influences that you hear from friends of yours or other students that are concerning that they may need to find some help for?
The senses that I've gotten from my friends are they'll joke that they don't want to be around, but at some points it'll get to the point where they say it too often and I get worried about them and I get scared and I'll ask, like, are you genuinely thinking about this? Like, is this just a joke? Like, I can't tell. And they're like, I don't know anymore. Like I've gotten lost. And some things that could trigger those thoughts I've always thought are like toxic friendships, toxic relationships at this point, and just manipulative things, people telling you that you're not going to amount to anything, which is something I've been told before. It makes you think that you really aren't. And one little word can send someone over the edge, and I don't want someone I know to be the person saying that word.
You know, we've talked about bullying and social media, and there's all kinds of influences. You know, there's challenges in terms of just, you know, performance within the classroom that are troublesome. And Keldon, do you hear other students talk about some of these things?
I wouldn't say I hear other students, but it's more of a notice. A lot of teenagers are affected by, like you said, social media. Because it's such a large part of our lives now. There's great things about social media, but then there's some things that affect us emotionally, as well as our peers and what they say, even if it's not intended to be rude. A lot of times people's sense of humor can be construed in different ways. And I think that's harmful sometimes to our own perspective of ourselves.
That's interesting, because one of the things we wanted to target was bullying and the stigma, understanding that others that might have depression or anxiety and things like that. And that's what I'm hoping that you all will do, is to let them students know they're in a safe place. They have you that they can talk to.
I think that there's a lot of kids in our school that don't realize that they have those thoughts, or don't realize that they genuinely think about it. When we did that training, we talked about the difference between suicidal ideation and suicidal intent. And I think me, I know I didn't realize that I had suicidal ideation until we did that. And it's been a year and a half since I've had those thoughts. But I spent a solid 4 years just waiting for something to come and end it so that I wouldn't be going through anything. But I didn't want to be the one pulling the trigger, basically. And I know that there's a lot of kids in my school who are thinking that way as well, but don't want to do anything. But if I ask someone, I get worried that they're going to lie to me and want the attention, because I know kids who will be like, yeah, I think the exact same way, when they may not. So sometimes I don't know who exactly is lying or who exactly is telling the truth.
Kira's talking about the meeting that our task force hosted, where we had a counselor come in and do this presentation. And that's what's nice about our overall task force. It's comprised of therapists, social workers, nurses, many who've lost a loved one to suicide. That is our goal, is to provide that training. But it's been great having the teenagers on, because they can learn from that and take that and go back into the schools.
You feel like other students are taking notice of the work that you're doing on this task force, and are you getting some others actively engaged?
I don't necessarily blast about it. I don't know where I'm going to get the chance, because I don't feel comfortable walking up to someone and just being like, hey, are you suicidal? Like, I feel like that's just kind of scary. But I do have friends who I've talked about this with. I'm like, I'm really passionate about this. This is really exciting to be a part of. And I do have friends who are interested, but they also have strict parents who don't realize that their kids are a part of this and are part of the people who have those thoughts and won't let them, because my child would never. My child's too young. So I don't know how to get through to their parents yet.
And we've had that discussion before, and we knew that was going to be a subject that we would be addressing. And that's where we'll be great. We'll have professionals that will help us do that. While we're not in Waumego High School just yet, we're probably within a month away, wouldn't you say, girls, that we can actually get this up and running?
I would hope so.
I really hope so.
Kara and Keldon, thank you for coming today. I am very excited about getting this program. We've talked about a year now, getting this program into one of the high schools, and for you both to step up the leadership role. We are bringing some of our task force members over to work with the students to kind of get this up and running. So thanks for all you do and your interest. I think you're going to make a big difference at Waumego High School.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
We hope you or someone you love can benefit from this series. If you need help, reach out to the many resources available. Many are listed in our show notes. The Flint Hills Volunteer Center Suicide Awareness Pact podcast series is funded in part by the Kansas Health Foundation, AmeriCorps Seniors, and the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. Follow us wherever you get your podcasts and share them with those you know that are seeking help and hope.